Thank you for calling.
Hi, is this Kevin?
Speaking.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Alisa Rivers. My name is Debbie Roa.
Oh,
she has, apparently she's contacted you and told you I'd be calling. I just didn't know who I was calling because I was looking at the contract and it said Don, and so I wasn't sure who I was supposed to talk to.
Yep, you're contacting the right person. I believe you are her niece or like someone like from family, if I'm not wrong.
No, I'm the co-writer of the book.
Oh, all right. Just a moment. Bear with me.
Okay. Yeah, I know that her niece and everybody's like been helping her do this, but she kind of did this behind my back, and so I'm sorry to put you in this middle. I need help with the contract to figure out. I want to go ahead with it, of course. I'm definitely not trying to stop it, but since my name is not on here and I read the contract and so did my attorney, it appears, according to even number 7 and the beginning of this, she was only supposed to go and get the book edited.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't say editing. This also says, and it also says that she owes this book 100%. And
well,
she also says...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, you complete yourself. Yep.
Sorry. We've gone over the contract. There's 10 or 12 things on here that just makes her the sole owner of this book.
Mm-hmm.
She is the sole owner of the person who decided to take the book in and have it re-edited. That was fine, and I agreed to the editing part, and I agreed to pay half of the editing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never agreed to, and not that I want to change it, that's fine. If you can change the contract to put me on here as 50% of owning this book, it was my 20 years too. I'd be more than happy to go to the bank because she wants me to, like, go to the bank, and she's screaming at me. And I can't deal with the stress, to be honest with you.
Like, was there something wrong that happened? Although, like, you know, when it comes to working on the publishing aspect, because that's where, you know, it will be something that where, you know, it's going to go ahead and identify that, you know, be it either one author is the person, like, who is going to be the sole owner to it back, be it if you wanted to have two, like, if it's a co-author book, then, like,
yes,
you
sir,
can even have that.
Thing. Yes, sir, it's a co-author book.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. So actually what I'm saying is that this contract, the way it stands right now, only makes it appear that she's the single owner of the book. And I'd like to go ahead with it, but change it to the proper contract that shows that both of us did it. That's all I want to do. But she won't even, like, listen to me. I don't know what to do. I'm beside myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this woman is after 40 years. And I so wish I would have been in on this from the beginning because, you know, we wouldn't have had to go through this.
Well, I totally understand your point. And when it comes to giving you the ownership towards the book itself, it's something that's going to go ahead and get catered when the publishing process is initiated because it's someone like, you know, I believe who is in contact with you as well regarding that, you know, wanted to have a joint account for the royalties disbursement, like, you know, where you will be getting the royalties out there in the bank account, and then you can go ahead and equally divide it. However, when it comes to the contract that you're referring to, it's something that, you know, when it comes to getting the services to be tendered, that means whatever services that we are agreeing to, or like you are agreeing to pay for you know, to us, then that means, like, we are going to go ahead and get it catered. If you wanted to have the contract revised, like, wanted to have it under both of the names, then obviously it can be possible. But when it comes to covering all the aspects, like, we will do everything when it comes to meeting the requirements when it comes to the content that goes out or, and, you know, it's available.
Okay, so...
Yep.
So...
Mm-hmm.
By her signing this, though, it means that she owns 100% rights to the book, correct?
like it's when it comes to working, that means like we are able to go ahead and make sure that whatever your requirement is, be the you are like, you know, that we are working with or like someone else that, you know, who wanted to have you even though as an author in there, then we'll do everything according to that. Like when it comes to this part, you being as a co-author, it's already discussed. Since we haven't gotten to the publishing phase, that means like the credit towards the book, or you can say the ownership towards the book, will mutually be with both of the authors, like who are the co-authors to the book.
No, but this is what they told me. This is what I was told. Mm-hmm. I was told that I cannot go forward with this contract that she signed because of the assignment and ownership part on number 7. So if she goes ahead with this, this means that I'm giving up ownership to this book.
Well, it's something that you are referring to the clause number 7 from our contract?
Pardon me?
You're referring to the contract from the clause from the contract that we have shared?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the thing is, I'm giving up my right if I go to the bank and open up an account with her. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm being told. It's something like I've given up my creative rights. The lawyer wrote down whatever it was or something like that.
Well, when it comes to getting the, you know, ownership right, like if you're referring to the 0.7 that is in our contract, obviously it's something that indicates that, you know, we are signing a contract. That means anything we are not going to keep, like in terms of the rights to whether, because normally in the publishing world, that publishing companies, they take the ownership towards the book. They publish the book, but they don't give the ownership to the authors and the writers themselves. They keep the ownership with them. That's why we have mentioned this clause in our agreement. When it comes to giving the ownership right, it's going to remain with the author. Like, we will be doing everything when it comes to meeting the contract agreement, but when it comes to getting the ownership right, that's going to remain with the author, be it either it's an individual author, be it either it's a co-author.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that was misinterpreted then, right?
Well, I would say that I can go ahead and have it discussed thoroughly when it comes to with Elissa and, you know, the people who have made the agreement together.
My friend is so worried that I'm going to mess this up. I have no intentions to mess this up. I only want to make sure that I'm not cutting myself out of 50% of the book. That's all I'm trying to make sure, sir. That's it, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. I didn't get your name. Like, can you please come again?
I'm sorry. My name is Debbie Roa.
Debbie.
Debbie Roa. If you look at the book, it says Elissa Rivers and then me, Debbie Roa. I'm the other person on the book.
All right, yeah. And Debbie, if I wanted to contact you, what's the best number for you?
Yes, please. It's 818-984-2744.
Mm-hmm.
2744. Yeah, All right. I think this is what they said. They said something like that. Everything could stay the way it is as long as you, instead of just put Elissa Rivers, add my name to this so that the contract is between all of us, so that it shows that we're all owners of the book. I don't know what else to do. If you could please help me, because I don't want my friend so upset. She thinks I'm trying to sabotage this. I'm not. I told her my fridge broke down, my dryer broke down. I want the book to go too, you know.
Well, Debbie, so don't worry about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. So, I can go ahead and discuss it further. Like, you know, whatever, like, she has from her part and everything, and then I'll go ahead and guide you with everything accordingly. And one more thing I would ask you for, it's your email as well, like your best email address.
So, you know what? My email is down. I have a problem right now with my house, even the messenger's down. So my email address is actually debbieroa@yahoo.com, but it's not working.
All right.
They're putting box in by my house, so I don't know if it has something to do with that, you know. Sorry?
Well, you know, if, is this something that I want to keep it in my records, like if in case I wanted to go ahead and send you something so that you can, although like I will keep it in my notes that it's not working, I'll just keep in touch with you via text or call.
Oh, yeah, please. You know how it would be good if you use my phone number, if you text me on my phone, because I get that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
that
you
sounds
use, you know, at least I can, I know I'm going to get it, and I'll answer you back right away, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. But
if there's some way that you could just help me straighten this all out so we could proceed, and so, you know, so
yeah,
I would be so grateful.
Understandable. Like, you know, first thing I'm going to go ahead and do is just, like, you know, discuss between Elsa and the person, like, you know, who have made the contract and all, so that we can go ahead and let her explain, like, everything about it. And then, you know, whatever the concerns are going to be, we're going to go ahead and get it catered.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome,
Debbie. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Appreciate
you too.
It. Thank you.
You too. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye now.